This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Like most car buyers, you want to get the most for your money. That's why more Mazda buyers choose Ramsey Mazda. Get impressive offers on a new Mazda CX-30 or Mazda CX-5 starting at just $29,276. Over 1,000 new Mazda vehicles to choose from. Visit RamseyMazda.com. Get the most for your money at Ramsey Mazda. Choose wisely. Choose Ramsey Mazda.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Be the only guy. And I'd rather play somebody who's more experienced and more mature and give them a shot in 2025 than to just throw some wild horse, raw developmental quarterback out there and see what he can do. Like, I don't think that that would be a good idea for the Steelers. I don't think that would be doing right by, say, a Jalen Milroe or somebody like that who needs time on the bench, needs to watch, needs to learn, needs to hone his craft before he plays. So, honestly, like, let's say at pick 83, I don't think this will happen, but let's say Shuck is still there. I would be fine, and I don't think Shuck is going to be a good NFL quarterback. But nobody knows. Tom Brady was the 199th pick 25 years ago. I would be fine with, let's take Shuck in the third round, and we're going to start 2025 with Shuck as the guy, and if he falters or fails, then we'll turn to Mason Rudolph and see what he can do. Because Shuck's 26, going to be 27 years old. The team that drafts him should probably play him sooner rather than later because he's no spring chicken. Same thing with Will Howard. How old's Will Howard, Donnie?
He's 23. He'll be 24 in late September.
All right, let's see if the guy who's older, who just won the national championship, if with mini camp, training camp, and the preseason to get ready, let's see if he can step right in and play. He's another guy that should not need years on the bench in order to become a good NFL quarterback. So that would be my plan right now. I would be interested in getting somebody in here who's a rookie who is going to play this year because I want information on him and whether or not I think he's the answer going into the 2026 draft. Because it sounds to me like Aaron Rodgers is not going to play football anytime soon, and I don't want this to be a wasted year. I mean, I think it would be a wasted year if Aaron Rodgers comes here, because I think you're going to be 8-9, 9-8, 10-7. He's probably not going to play great. He'll be just okay. And then you're back to the drawing board again next year. So I'd like to at least discover something about a young quarterback. I'd like to learn something about a young quarterback this year. So that's why I'm in favor of drafting one, and if Sanders is gone, and it looks like he will be, if Sanders is gone, then I want to draft someone who I think is ready to play this year. Now, you might ask, well, why not Jackson Dart then? Because I don't think Jackson Dart is worth being the 21st pick in the draft. I'd rather trade up into the second round and take one of the guys that I'm talking about, if need be, to get that experimental year with the quarterback, but it sounds like Aaron Rodgers is not deliberately leading the Steelers on to play games with them. Like, he's got something going on in his personal life, which is fine. And I hope it, you know, I hope if he's got a sick family member or a friend, I hope they get better. But at the same time, like, I've got a football team to run and a season to get ready for. And I don't think you can just wait on that and not make alternative plans. And that would include, for me, absolutely drafting a quarterback now to give that guy a chance to play this season. Donnie, are you more in favor of drafting a quarterback after hearing Aaron Rodgers talk today?
I was in favor of doing that even before we heard Aaron Rodgers talk today. We could have gotten the run-of-the-mill Thursday edition of the Pat McAfee Show with no Aaron Rodgers, and my opinion would have stayed how it was. I think that the Steelers should have the mindset, at least as of right now, because it is surely no done deal with Rodgers. You can't just assume that. So you have to have the mindset of, okay, we have Mason Rudolph. Okay, Skylar Thompson technically also on the roster, but let's get serious. So Mason Rudolph is the guy that's right now in line to be your starting quarterback. I go into the draft next week thinking of the person that we select this weekend will at least start out as the backup. And if we're not sold on any of these guys to go in the first round, then I would rather have somebody later on that at least models their game a bit after the dude we already have. And that's where I think the Howards of the world, or I guess you could go Tyler Shuck if he's there at 83, or Kyle McCord in one of those middle to late rounds. Like a guy that plays more of the style that your starter does, because you would the Steelers just they're just not complex enough to have two different offenses, and that may be what they need if they go with somebody different early. Like if they go with a Jalen Milroe at 83, let's say, how much sense would that make? He going to play the same offense as Mason Rudolph?
No, and I don't think Jalen Milroe playing a lot more than just gadget plays in a package in a game here or there because a guy gets injured or at the end of the year if you're out of it. I don't think him playing a lot of football this year makes sense. It's as far as getting the most out of him long-term as a quarterback. That's why like I'm intrigued by his tools, but I just don't think the Steelers are the right team for him. If they drafted Will Howard with the 83rd pick, I would want him to start week one. I would do everything I could to get him ready to play week one and not go with Mason Rudolph originally, and then when Mike Tomlin got sick of Mason Rudolph or tired of Mason Rudolph, let's just throw Will Howard to the Wolves in like week three or week four. He's old enough, I'd want to prepare him to start. And I think they've got to have that attitude right now. Like before, people said, I don't think what Aaron Rodgers is doing affects the Steelers drafting at all. Well, now I think it does, because we know it's now become known what his reason for waiting is. If his reason originally was, well, I just don't want to do all the minicamp mumbo-jumbo and go through that stuff, okay, fine. You still feel like you have Aaron Rodgers in your back pocket. You can't feel like you have Aaron Rodgers in the on-deck circle anymore after hearing him today. Everything they've put out there, like when Kabali said the Steelers are in full control, they've like no control right now. They have zero control over this situation. None. They need Aaron Rodgers' first personal life to get remedied. He said that's where his focus is. That doesn't seem like it's an overnight thing. Donnie, did he sound like a guy that's like, you know, I just got to tie up a couple loose ends, and I think everything will be A-OK by next week?
No, this sounds like it could go on for a while. It already feels like it's gone on for months. It's only gone on for about a month, 5 weeks, 6 weeks we're going on now since the beginning of free agency. This sounds like just the tip of the iceberg.
412-928-9370. Let's work in some of your calls here. We'll start with B-Man. Hello, B-Man. You're on the Fan.
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen. You know what? I want you and I want all these other callers that call in after me, I want you to think about this question, all right? What does winning smell like, all right? Let's look at the Rooneys that is running this team now. Let's look at how the old Art Rooney used to run his organization. There's no way that they would be sitting up there waiting for this man to make a decision if he wants to play football or not for the Pittsburgh Steelers. That Pat McAfee interview said a whole lot. And you know what, though? I give Aaron Rodgers credit for being honest. He said, listen, I got personal things going on in my life. I'm not trying to hold anything hostage. And if he thinks it's about money, I will play for $10 million. Well, first of all, I think Fields should have still been here. All right. He had a 4-2 record last year. He was taken out for Russell. So, you know, I think he should still be here as a Steeler, but he's not. That's here nor there. So what do you do here? Are they working behind the scenes to see if maybe they can do a trade to where they can get Shador up here to Pittsburgh in that
I don't think so.
Who knows?
I don't think they'll do that. B-Man, I'm going to let you go here because we got more people to get to. I don't think that they're going to give up extra to get him. I think if he falls, maybe, although there's some reporting today that his meeting in Pittsburgh was a disaster. I'd have to dig into that a little bit more. That was interesting. That kind of backs up what Dulac alluded to yesterday when he said it's not happening with Shedeur Sanders, which, I mean, that's a whole other can of worms here. If it really went as bad as it's being reported by a guy in Houston who breaks a lot of national stories. If you were a Justin Fields believer, and I'm not, I watched him play enough last year, and I thought in this offense, in this system, he's never going to make it to the next level. But I know I'm not, you know, that's not a universal opinion. If you were a Justin Fields guy, then I think what you heard today from Aaron Rodgers has got to piss you off, really got to tick you off. Because this idea that they said no to Justin Fields or no thank you to Justin Fields because they knew or they thought they were going to get Aaron Rodgers, no, it was not that easy. It was not that simple, not that basic. They were kind of kept at arm's length by Aaron Rodgers this entire time because of what's going on behind closed doors with him. So they let Justin Fields walk without the slightest clue or idea that Aaron Rodgers was actually going to say yes to them. Donnie, I know you were a Justin Fields guy. Like, do you feel more and more like that was a big mistake by the Steelers, the way they handled that situation with him?
Yeah, because they could have had him for a very, very affordable price. And I know that one of the other talking points with Rodgers today was how little he said he would take to play. But again, we cannot believe that until Penn actually gets put to paper. They could have had Justin Fields, who by no means do I think is the man to get them over the top, but at least for the time being, he could have been a bridge quarterback to somebody else for, let's be honest, a very cheap price for an NFL starting quarterback, and they kind of just let that go. And it also seems like the dude could not trust the Steelers brass whatsoever, so it may have not even had to do a whole lot with whatever price it was.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Second annual 5-Alarm Marathon presented by Allegiant Community Federal Credit Union will take place June 5th and 6th. This year we're at the Upper St. Clair Volunteer Fire Department. It's going to be a lot of fun. And we're looking for 25 fire departments that will benefit from this year's fundraising. Register your fire department now at 937thefan.com. It's brought to you by Aircraft Management Group, Firehouse Subs, 1-800-BOARD-OP, National Fire Sprinkler Association, Guardian Protection. Well, the rundown, as they say in the business, went down the toilet today, or in the garbage, the paper shredder. As soon as Aaron Rodgers talked on Pat McAfee and that buttressed right up against the start of the show, so we've basically done a wrap or a post game show on Aaron Rodgers, not the Pirates who won 1-0 today, but what Aaron Rodgers finally had to say about his football future and the Steelers. If you're just tuning in, he's nowhere close to signing with the Steelers, people. And a very astute text came in here from a listener, Donnie. This makes I think this person's right, because I heard the same thing, or at least I thought I did. It sounds like this person said that there's multiple people close to Aaron Rodgers who are dealing with things and are dealing with serious things. Like, it's not just like, you know, I don't know, I have no knowledge of the situation, but it's not just like a sick grandmother or a brother that's going through a personal crisis. He made it sound like there's plural people that he's concerned about and worried about and needs to be there for their needs and issues and problems and all of those things. So, I mean, that might be two people, three people, who knows? But when you're dealing with all of those variables, what are the odds that everything gets smoothed over and worked out in very short order? I did not hear a guy talk today who's like, I haven't been thinking about football, but very soon, mark my words, the calendar's going to turn to May or June, and that's when I'm going to have my sights solely focused on football. He made it sound like it's an indefinite process that he's going through right now, and those things matter more than football. Is that what you heard?
Yeah, it's absolutely what I heard. I don't know how you don't come away from that thinking, yeah, this guy, it just sounds like he's not 100% in. And what do we hear from a lot of people that played professional sports? What do we hear Doran say? If you're not 110% in, you're not in. We hear people, well, when they feel like they're not all the way in, it's time to let it go.
Well, that's what I mean. They need to take a page out of Chuck Knoll's book. I mean, that was a classic Knoll line. You know, if you're thinking about retired, you're retired. If you've got 1 foot in retirement, you're done. This guy is taking long walks on the beach, and he's thinking about, you know, people that are close to him who have had some hard times. He ain't thinking about, you know, he took a respite to come to Pittsburgh and do his diligence. He threw the ball to DK Metcalf. But But it sounds like that was, you know, when he maybe had a break or some free time and not like his sole focus. Nowhere close to it. This is not Tom Brady at 41. You need to be so laser focused on football in your 40s to still be good at it when you're playing against elite athletes, alpha males in their 20s. And he's not in that headspace right now. So why would you want him, Pittsburgh? I would have Art call him and say, hey, Aaron, you've been a tremendous individual in this game for a long time. It sounds like you got a lot of stuff going on. Good luck with that. I got a football team to run here. You know, if things work out for you, give us a call down the line and we'll see where we're at. But in the meantime, we're going to shift our focus away from you and worry about putting a good product on the field this year and in the big picture. 412-928-9370. Here's Dave next. Hello, Dave.
Hey, what's up? You know, it's sad. This isn't even so much about Aaron Rodgers as it is Art Rooney. He's weak. He has this franchise looking like I never thought it would look. For him to come and say, you know, we'll give him time, a little bit more time. I mean, it's unbelievable how bad he looks. And when you think about everything that's transpired under Art, I'm actually coming to the conclusion that he's a worse owner than Bob Nutting. At least Nutting has an excuse. At least Bob Nutting has the salary cap as an excuse. This is just weakness. This is weakness. He let Canada stay here for how long? You know, and he eventually stepped in, but something bigger than that is just Tomlin. The fact that Tomlin is letting this transpire, he hasn't won a playoff game in all these years. It's not even about Aaron Rodgers. It's so the problem is so far. This definitely puts the exclamation point, and hopefully everybody sees what's going on. He needs to look in the mirror and wake up and look at how he's running this franchise, because we are turning into a laughing stock.
Thank you. I think the big thing there is what this would make me do if I were Art Rooney is I would wake up and look in the mirror one day and say, how did I get here? How did I get to a place where I'm driving to work every day, my family business, I'm going to my gigantic office, I'm saying nice things to my secretary, I'm wishing her well for her Easter weekend and everything else, maybe gave her an Easter basket, a chocolate Easter bunny, those things, etc. How is it that I'm here and I'm keeping my fingers crossed that everything works out in Aaron Rodgers' personal life? How, like, our series of mishaps, letting Ben play an extra year, maybe too long, drafting Kenny Pickett, once we got Kenny Pickett, the way we handled Kenny Pickett, the players, Mike Tomlin thinking that Mitch Trubisky might be the answer at quarterback, renting Russell Wilson for a year, like all of these things. And to each varying degree, you can justify or rationalize maybe one, maybe two of those things. You can't make excuses for all of them. And Aaron Rodgers is a symptom of a bigger problem. They don't know what they're doing at quarterback. They don't. And their process sucks. 412-928-9370. Kevin is next. Hello, Kevin.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey.
Long-time listener, first-time caller. So
awesome.
I mean,
good to talk to you.
I feel like I'm about to blow this up. I was trying to call yesterday, kind of like a heard from a guy situation yesterday that, like, Rodgers was legitimately looking for gardeners and, like, looking to sign a lease yesterday. So I was kind of shocked at the statements today after I heard that. I was trying to call in yesterday to say that, but, like, legitimately heard from a guy who is the guy who was like, yeah, I'm trying to be Aaron Rodgers' gardener. So it's wild that he said that today and I heard that yesterday. So, I mean, I don't know.
So do you think Aaron Rodgers went on McAfee's show and lied? He actually has a handshake deal with the Steelers and he's going to...
I mean, is it a lie, though? I feel like it's spicing everything up. You know what I mean? You're talking about, everyone's talking about it. If he were just to be like, yeah, I'm coming, it'd be a nothing story, you know? Maybe, I mean, everything about the guy is kind of a showman.
If he said, yes, I'm coming, it would be the biggest story in sports. Every sports network in America would be talking about Aaron Rodgers and how he fits with the Steelers and how the Steelers are going to do with Aaron Rodgers. It wouldn't get swept under the rug. I wouldn't be talking about Andrew Heaney pitching a one, winning 1-0 today. We'd be talking about Aaron Rodgers coming here and how he's going to work with Mike Tomlin, and it's all those things.
Yeah, but it might be a story until the draft now, you know, or until however long. It could have just been a one-day thing. Now it's a drawn-out. You're talking about the Steelers from here now, whether negative or positive, with anything.
So that's what Aaron Rodgers wants, is he wants to – a guy that he is a multi-million – Right, that's the problem. That's why, like, even if I take your story at face value, one day he thinks he's close enough to making it happen with the Steelers where he's asking people about their horticulture skills, and the next day he's like, you know what, I'm actually – I got to worry more about my family and friends.
And, he could be that wishy-washy. You're right. That's literally how he kind of feels.
And that gets back to what I just said. How do you pin your hopes on a guy who's not even that good anymore, who's wired that way?
I tell people all the time, I literally think Tomlin, like in his physical soul, he will never have a losing season. He'll never kind of have that season you have to where you might, even the Ben year wasn't that bad. It wasn't like a terrible year. It's just like, we'll have to trade into the top 10. We'll never even sniff the top 10.
I mean, all you'd have to do is tell the guy, I mean, look at some of Chuck Knoll's years in 86 and 87 and around that time in 91. That doesn't do anything to take away from his legacy here. You have one losing season. Who gives a crap?
I feel like.
No, you're right. I agree with you. I agree. Thanks for the call. If one bad season allowed for Mike to get a quarterback in here and it set up a second great run for him, no one would like circle. Yeah, but remember that one year without Ben where he went 5-12 and, you know, he you know what he probably thinks? He might think, well, people just believe that I can only win with a good quarterback and it has nothing to do with me and it's only about the quarterback. I don't know. But, look, we've had people call in and say he's looked for houses. He almost bought a house. With all due respect, I don't buy any of that. I mean, I think that Aaron Rodgers, when he gets bored, might, like, look into those things. But I don't actually think that that means he's close to coming here. All right, if you're just finding us, thank you. Malzi's in Nashville visiting his sister-in-law. He had a big drive down there, and he missed Aaron Rodgers talking about his football future. Went into details on how he got to Pittsburgh, what the meeting with the Steelers was like, keeping in contact with the Steelers, the DK Metcalf throwing session. And if you're thinking, oh, goody, all those things point to him signing with the Steelers, you are wrong. Because he said that there are things going on in his personal life that are taking his attention away from football. There's no deadline. He doesn't owe anyone a decision. Retirement is still a possibility. And when McAfee asked him several times, well, okay, once things get sorted out in your personal life, are you going to sign with the Steelers? He wouldn't say yes. And didn't even make the Steelers sound like they were the leader in the clubhouse or the favorite to get him. So how does that make you feel about the situation? How does that make you feel about the Steelers? How does that make you feel about the pursuit of Aaron Rodgers? We've been talking about it all afternoon, and we're going to continue to do so. 412-928-9370. Here is fake John and Robinson on this one. Hello, fake John.
Tony, how's it going, bud?
I'm okay. Some guys just came up to me and wanted to shake my hand here, but I told them I've been sick for the last week. Do you think they believe it?
No, they just, you know, think you're,
probably,
you know, the Pony Express.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, and you're working. But, they've completely just blundered this entire offseason. There are a lot of Jerry Jones-esque moves. But I think Rodgers dragging his feet here has the opportunity to inadvertently force them into making the right decision at quarterback, which would be to do nothing for this year. And perhaps if that happens and, you know, they don't reach for, you know, a second, third-round talent and the first round of quarterback again, they could maybe be forced into making additional correct moves like trading Watt, trading Pickens, and really be set up very well for 2026. If they did, you know, go 6-11, 5-12 with Mason Rudolph, not that they necessarily would, but there's a better chance that way.
I, Yeah, I've had more time to think about the Watt thing, and I snapped on some people earlier who called in and, you know, talked about trading him and everything else. I do the path to trading Watt now that this is going on is if Watt reads the tea leaves and sees or says to himself, yeah, Aaron Rodgers isn't coming here, and then draws the conclusion that you just did. Yeah, Mason Rudolph's a great teammate and a good guy, but we're not winning diddly squat with him. Does he then take matters into his own hands and basically force his way out of here? That's the only way I see them trading him.
Well, and he might.
I mean, probably not, but he might.
Right. And, I mean, I think he may need to do that quickly. I think we're going to see a lot of veteran player trades next week, and that would be the time to get, you know, top value for Watt and Pickens, not going into the season and, you know, getting a rental value for either one of them on the market.
And look, I the one thing I disagree with you on is I don't like doing nothing from this point. I still think you have to bring in another quarterback who you're willing to at least see if there's anything there with the guy this season.
So, can I ask you one more?
Go ahead.
Yeah, you know, you wouldn't rather get a workable piece, not necessarily for this year, but something that if you were in a spot to take a top 10, top 5 quarterback next year, that'll help build that out, than to just take a lottery ticket now when you know the rest of the pieces aren't there. I mean, you know, just to add to that, the DK Metcalf trade is a very Jerry Jones-esque move. You know, it was asinine to trade a second-round pick for essentially 2 years of a guy that will be 30 by the time you potentially get a franchise quarterback in place. Made zero sense. So, you know, to kind of replace that, I think you get a foundational piece in the first round, and then, like I said, maybe try to build out assets elsewhere through picks to move up even further in next year's draft to get the actual guy, not just a flip of the coin.
No, I think if in the third round, if Howard or Shuck or one of those guys are there, I would draft him in that spot. And then he would be my starting quarterback to begin this year.
If you still had a second, I would do that. But you traded that second for DK Metcalf. If you can move Pickens, I'm with you. But just having a first and a third, I think that third now becomes so much more valuable. I think you have to wait till later to take the kind of lottery pick quarterback, be it a Shuck, a Ewers, or somebody further down the line, be it in the fifth or sixth round. I don't think you can waste it on that third.
Why, though?
Because you only have a first and a third right now, right?
Because you'd be more interested in drafting, say, a running back in that spot and seeing what that guy does on your roster for the next 4 years? What difference does it make?
It depends what you do with that first-round pick. Are you taking a defensive lineman or a cornerback in the first, right? I think that kind of...
Probably yes to the first question. If they had their druthers, they'll take the kid from Oregon with the first-round pick.
Yeah, no, I mean, to your point, I don't love taking a running back in that third round when that's your second pick in the draft either, which again goes back to why I hated the Metcalf trade. But I think there's other needs, be it a corner, you know, additional line help, a wide receiver even, just because they've, you know, really kind of messed that up. But, you know, I think, you know, obviously with them saying they're not going to trade Pickens, that only helps his value going into draft night, so I don't put a lot of stock into whichever reporter that was. But, you know, I think you have to say that going into draft night to keep the calls coming in being of some value. You know, you can't say, hey, yeah, we're wide open, right? Make your offers on GP.
Well, I think what you say is nothing. Thanks for the call. You don't say you're trading him. You don't say you're not trading him. By letting it lead to a reporter that you're not trading him, it's almost like you're trying to pacify the player and placate the player and keep the kid from freaking out, which we know that Georges want to do. Here is Steve next on the Fan reacting to Aaron Rodgers' comments today. Hello, Steve.
Hey, Andrew. How you doing?
I'm okay.
All right. For me, I want Mason. I don't care about what Aaron Rodgers has to do there. It's bring on Mason, trade Watt, and look toward the next year.
But so you're all for Mason Rudolph playing all 17 games, no matter what, this season?
Yeah, so fine. It's 0-17, and it doesn't matter how it turns out for me.
I at least want more than one guy on the team who I want to see if there's upside or not to, and Mason would be on that list. I'm pretty sure Mason Rudolph is not going to be a good NFL quarterback. I also think when people keep saying things like, you know, they're going to go 2-15 or 0-17 or stuff like that, I can't believe I'm going to say this, but I actually have more respect for Mike Tomlin as a coach than to project or predict something like that is going to happen. He had Mason when Mason still sucked and was, you know, not getting any quarterback coaching and was hated by Ben and got thrown into a situation because Ben basically needed Tommy John surgery. And with Duck Hodges, that team went 8-8. So I don't think it's as easy as they've built a team without a quarterback that's so crappy they're going to sink to the bottom of the NFL. That's what Steve wants, the caller. That's what I think would be good in the long run, but I don't think it's going to happen. I don't think they're going to be that bad, even if Mason Rudolph is forced to play. And so I still want this season. When you don't have a quarterback, use the season to find out who your quarterback is. And that's why I do want a rookie or another young quarterback on this team to see if the guy has any upside or any future. Joseph is next. Hello, Joseph.
Hey, Pony, what's happening? You guys are great.
Hey, brother. Thank you.
So I was the guy that compared Mason Rudolph to Joe Namath. And I still, I'd like to just see Rudolph go the entire season. Why not draft a quarterback in the first round and let Mason run the gimmick? What's the worst thing that's going to happen? You're going to go 9-7 or 9-8? I mean, we've been mediocre for what, the last 6 years? What's the difference? I mean, and to go back to 2019, you talked about the duck. I mean, look at the stats. Statistically, Mason Rudolph was a much better quarterback in 2019. It all came down to Big Ben not wanting the competition, and that's the truth. And I think you just might as well give a guy a shot. And let's bring in Jackson Dart if he's available and bring him behind him.
Yeah. Oh, okay. If you draft Jackson Dart, he's not going to be behind Mason Rudolph. Dart's going to play, and then Rudolph would need Dart to get injured in order to play. So it's not that easy. That's my opinion. It's not an opinion. It's a fact. It's complete revisionist history to say that Rudolph was better than Hodges this year. Stats or no stats, I was at the game in Cincinnati. The guy looked like he was urinating down his leg. And Hodges went in there and had to bail them out and save the day. Now, he beat the Rams that season, and first couple games didn't look too bad, but yeah, I don't think if you thought Mason Rudolph looked like he had the potential to be a good quarterback that season, then you're just, you know, in love with Mason Rudolph, and we can't have sane, rational conversation with each other because you're so biased in one direction. Look, I've said it several times. I'm fine with Mason Rudolph playing this year, but I don't want him to be the only option. I want the Steelers to have another young option. What's the worst thing that can happen? They go 9-8 again? Yeah, because that would feel like a wasted season. You want something constructive or productive to happen at the quarterback position this year. And I don't want the only fact-finding mission to be, well, let's see if Mason Rudolph is good enough to be our long-term starter.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
One night, one goal. Stop suicide. Register today for AFSP's 30th overnight walk in New York City, June 21st, as we walk 16 miles from dusk till dawn to stop suicide. Start your journey today at theovernight.org.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drop deep to left.
Ohtani connects to it.
Strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.